What's up, my Fortitude First fam? Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy ride called life. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on an emotional roller coaster with no brakes? We've all been there. But what if I told you that we have the power to become masters of our own feelings, instead of just passengers on a wild ride? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Cultivating emotional intelligence, folks. It's not about becoming emotionless robots, who wants that? It's about understanding and managing those emotions so they empower us, not control us. Think about it, emotional intelligence is like having a superpower. It lets you connect with others on a deeper level, navigate difficult conversations with grace, and make decisions that are aligned with your values. It's the secret sauce to building strong relationships, achieving your goals, and living a more fulfilling life. And trust me, this isn't some fluffy self-help mumbo-jumbo. This is about practical tools and techniques you can actually use in your daily grind. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you level up your emotional IQ. First, awareness. This means paying attention to your emotions as they arise. Don't judge them, just observe them. What triggers certain feelings? What physical sensations accompany those emotions? Think of it like becoming a detective of your own emotional landscape. The more aware you are, the better equipped you'll be to manage them effectively. Second, regulation. This is where the real magic happens. Once you're aware of your emotions, you can start to regulate them. We're not talking about suppressing or denying them, but rather finding healthy ways to express and channel them. Deep breaths, exercise, journaling, spending time in nature, these are all powerful tools for emotional regulation. Third, motivation. This is about aligning your actions with your values and goals. When you understand your emotions, you can use them as fuel to drive you forward. Imagine that feeling of frustration when a project stalls. Channel that into focused determination to overcome the challenge. Turn those negative emotions into positive action. Fourth, empathy. This is about understanding and sharing the feelings of others. Emotional intelligence isn't just about your own emotions, it's about being able to connect with people on a deeper level. Put yourself in their shoes, try to see things from their perspective, and listen with genuine compassion. And finally, social skills. This is where all the pieces come together. When you have a high emotional intelligence, you're better at communicating effectively, building strong relationships, and navigating social situations with ease. Think of it like this. You're not just talking to people, you're connecting with them on a human level. Ever been in that awkward situation where you said something totally inappropriate? You know, the kind where you could feel your face burning as everyone stared at you, wondering what planet you were from. Yeah, we've all been there. That's when emotional intelligence really shines. If you had a better grasp of your own emotions and understood the social cues around you, you might have avoided that cringe-worthy moment altogether. Remember that time I mentioned feeling frustrated with the stalled project? Instead of letting that frustration boil over and ruin my day, I took some deep breaths, went for a run to clear my head, and came back with a fresh perspective. Suddenly, the problem didn't seem so insurmountable anymore. And you know what? That burst of clarity led me to a creative solution I wouldn't have come up with if I was stuck in that emotional rut. That's the power of emotional intelligence. So remember, folks. Cultivating emotional intelligence isn't about being perfect, it's about becoming more aware, self-regulated, and empathetic individuals. It's a journey, not a destination, and every small step you take towards mastering your emotions brings you closer to living a more fulfilling and authentic life. Now go out there, practice those emotional intelligence skills, and rock your day. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of Fortitude First wisdom. Until next time, keep pushing forward, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.